Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Stan Friel here with your closing bell for April 15th, 2025. So mortgage rates came down once again today. So I do have a question for you. Why are you watching the channel? Are you watching it for interest rates? If you want to keep a track on interest rates, let me know down below the exact reason why you're watching this. And here's the reason why I ask is if your goal is to try to figure out, you know, the best rate and the best mortgage and everything else for you, I'd love to be able to help you. My name is Dan Friel. I do this video actually two times a day where we talk about mortgage rates and programs and basically the equity markets as well to kind of tie everything into home ownership. And we basically focus in on real estate because I'm a mortgage loan officer and I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And my slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do it? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. It's a lot of times I give you some bonus material at the end of this video. Like yesterday, I put in what my midterm and long-term goals are for rates. So check out the end of this video. You're going to find a lot of information at the end there. So let's get over and see what happened today in the market. Well, mortgage rates, they came down quite a bit today. The market over here, we had red across the board here, but I'll take this. Look at this. We have the Dow Jones 155. You see that now and it's like, man, that didn't even move. Then you got the S&P and the NASDAQ only down 8 and 9 points there. You got the VIX coming down with the anxiety level of Wall Street. So it's looking pretty good through there. Let's go over to see what the bond market did. It did fantastic today as well. Look, here's the market. So people watch my channel because they're focusing in on this thing right here. We talk mortgages and we specify where, you know, where mortgage rates are going, because if you're trying to buy that first house, you kind of need to know what this, you know, what this number is going to be, because you have to figure that in your budget. If you're looking to refinance, maybe just try to save some money. You closed a year and a half ago, and the rate was high sevens, maybe low eights. And now you're seeing rates in the sixes, trying to see if you can save some money. I'll even give you a little bit of tidbits. And we're going to have a live event tomorrow where we talk about this as well. But here's what I want to talk about to those out there that are looking to buy. Okay, we're going to have a little segment right now for those looking to buy. Then we're having a little segment for people that are in a house now, and how can they time or figure out how do they really time it and get that low rate? You know, every time the rates come down, it seems like they turn right back around and go the other way. So we're going to talk to those people, and then we're going to go over some different other, you know, we're going to tie it back through to let you guys know what my thoughts are for the rest of this week. So let's get over to it. Here's what we're seeing in the markets right now. The markets are up again, once again today. And this trend is going pretty nicely right now. We had it up yesterday. So this is the trend over the last 2 days. I'm going to show you a shocking report here next. But what you have to understand is when you're looking at this, when you're watching this chart, a lot of charts, when they give you interest rates, like the 10-year treasury, it'll tell you what the yield is. Like this, the 10-year treasury today is 4.33. It's down 0.047. When you go over to mortgage rates, it's like, oh, what is it? It's 99.06. Well, how to figure this out is, as the bond price goes up, rates are coming down. Okay, so this is where it's been over the last 2 trading days. Let's go over the last 5 trading days. This is crazy. Okay, so here's what happened. Rates were getting really good. And this is my son got married right in through here. Right through, well, in this range, where are we going? right about through here. Okay, I told everybody, you should be locking in. Rates got a little bit better, and then they just tumbled. Okay, so here's what's happened over the last couple of days. Last week, on the 11th, if you locked in a rate, you can probably do much, much better right now than you could back then. We monitor our clients, and I'm going to show you a tool that we do, or we have, accessible to you guys, to monitor this. Because here's what's been happening. If you go back about a year ago, and when the number goes way up, this is where interest rates are down. And when they go way down, this is when interest rates are up. Remember September when those rates were way down here? This was like almost in the 5% range. Then the Federal Reserve cut rates. What happened? Well, rates just skyrocketed from there. They went up about 7.25. Then they started skyrocketing again, and we had a lot of people locking in. If you look at that, what state's that? April 2nd is kind of when it peaked. I told everybody to lock on the 4th, and then that's when everything just started crumbling from there. And then we're starting to go back up again. So you're trying to time this market, and you're a buyer. What should you do? Well, if you look at the long-term trend of this, just to go over the last 3 months, doesn't look that bad. Okay, so what you're going to look at is over here on this left side of the chart, you're about 98, let's just go right through here, 98.23. Go over to here, and where are we? 99.06. What I'm getting at is there's not a huge variance here over the last 3 months. So if you're looking to buy a house, just look at, you know, the rate's probably going to be about 6.75 to 7%. Okay, that's where it's going to be. And if you can qualify at that, you're most likely going to be okay. And you can work with a mortgage calculator to see if those payments are in line with you. And if they are, move forward. If they're not, hold off. Because if rates jump to 7.25, 7.5, and it can happen overnight, you don't want to be stuck in a situation where you can't afford the house. Okay, so that's my expectations. You know, short term, it's going to be volatile. If you qualify at 7%, probably a good tune to go that route. Midterm, thinking rates, you know, once we get a lot of this dust settles, we're going to see some nice, reprieve in rates, okay, over the next 3 to 6 months. That's what I'm expecting if you're looking to buy a house. Now, if you're looking to refinance, I'm going to make this as simple as I can for you. Why are you trying to manage this when I can do this for you? Okay, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and you're like, okay, rates are coming down, I missed it again. Well, what do you do when you're out there trying to find, that best rate out there for you're looking to refinance? Well, you call, your mortgage servicer, and then you're going to call in 3 or 4 or 5 other quotes. You're going to put in all your applications, and then you're going to get quotes. Okay, well, you're going to have days that, happen let's just like this. Okay, if you got a quote that morning, okay, it was down here, rates were high. You got a quote middle of the day, rates were a little bit better. You called later part of that day, they're even better. So then you're saying, well, this guy's much better than this person down here. Well, maybe not necessarily, because rates got better during that time frame. So you're missing out on so much of this behind the scenes stuff. Here's what I can do for you. If you go to theRateUpdate.com, this is my website. Here's what we have. It's the rate update. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, here's how it works. And this is why I'm here at this bank. It's the only way I can function. This is how I service the whole country, everybody that watches these videos. Plus, I don't want to work at a bank where I'm pigeonholed just to that product. And I don't have access to multiple programs, multiple rates, and more assistance for you. So what I have at this bank, and I'm helping them build this out, is we're set up with not only our bank, which is a federal bank, with 33 other lenders. Okay, I can use their products, their rates, any even perks that they might have behind the scenes to offer you guys. So instead of you guys chasing your tail and seeing, all day long working and calling and seeing who's got the best rate in town, let me take the heavy work off of you for that. So just go to therateupdate.com. You can give us a call right over here is our 800 number. You can actually schedule a consultation with me or Alan right through here. You can put in your application right on the other side of my head. But here's the tools that I want you guys to use because we're posting these and we continue to post these on a weekly basis. I'm going to update these as we go down through here. One of these is going to be when you're coming through here is Home Buying 101. Check out this video. There's going to be tools in here. There's going to be assistance on, how do you monitor your credit? How might you be able to save for that first house all the way to keys in your pocket? So that's a great video to watch. If you're a homeowner and you want to get involved in me monitoring those rates, here it is, folks. Just go to the Rate Watch tool. You're going to click right through here. It's going to launch you to right to that system. The system, we don't sell this data, folks. We're just using this between you and us. We're going to monitor the rates, and when rates hit that pivotal point that you want contacted to get the ball rolling, well, we're going to do just that. So watch this quick video right through here. It's going to answer all the questions that you might have, and then you'll go down through here, answer these questions. If you want to move forward, hit the submit button and put the heavy lifting in our lap. So thanks for watching, guys. I greatly appreciate it. Hope you learned something today. But on the front, here's that bonus material. Hopefully you stayed here. There's no economic news coming out tomorrow, folks. The next piece of information is coming out on Thursday, which is some employment numbers. So there shouldn't be really much moving and shaking other than if President Trump comes out with something in regards to tariffs or something like this. Who knows what the markets may do? So again, my short-term view is we're going to be right about the 6.8, 6.9, 7% range. But you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. So stay tuned. And again, let us do the heavy lifting for you, folks. God bless.